in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
They told me in the hallways that they wouldn't fight the, or they wouldn't go after the Fidelities and the Liberty Mutuals because, after all, they had a lot of lawyers, and by the time they get done spending money to collect the tax, it really wouldn't be worth it. So they go after the little guy, the mom and the pop store, and the small business person, because you look at giving your lawyer $10,000 to make government do what's right, or give government $8,000. It's almost like they look at you and say, well, it's a $2,000 profit to just allow us to extort the money.
And that's former Senator Bob Clegg when he was on this program on Friday afternoon here on Bulldog Live talking about that statement by Commissioner Clardy at the hearing on Wednesday of the LLC tax, which was supposed to be the one and only hearing, where Commissioner Clardy said, quote, I'm going to be fair and I'm going to go after everybody. Which has also been the subject of today's Union Leader editorial and has been a big source of our conversation on Friday here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse, broadcasting all across New Hampshire on WTPL 107.7 and 107.1, WTSL 94.3 and AM 1400 in the Upper Valley, and everywhere else at WTPLFM.com. And again, for the folks in the Upper Valley, thank you. Glad to be chatting with you again. And if you've missed it, we've been really, really talking about the LLC tax issue. And I want everybody who is listening to visit my website, BrianTilton.com, and check out my LLC tax page, because it answers a lot of questions and provides a lot of information that many of you have been asking me for the past several days. So I centralized it onto one page so that you don't have to be scrolling down through the homepage through various dates. Nope, it's all right on one page, including the three new hearing dates that have been announced over the weekend. And that is the three additional public hearings that were promised to us on Wednesday. They have been announced. They will be Tuesday, January 5th at 1 p.m. at White Mountain Community College in Berlin. Thursday, January 7th at 6 p.m. at Plymouth State University in Hyde Hall. And then on Saturday, January 9th at 10 a.m. at Kennett High School in the auditorium in Conway. And the deadline for written comments has been extended to January 19th. And again, you can find all of that information right near the top of the page, BrianTilton.com. Click on LLC tax. And then you can scroll down and find more stories, analysis, opinions, interviews, audio, and including one of the most important things, how to contact your legislators as well. And there's a lot of names on there, including the roll call on how the legislators voted on HB2, which was the state budget that contained this LLC tax that has a lot of people concerned. And there are some people that still don't know about it. So my suggestion to you is, even if you are not an LLC owner, next time you go to the barbershop, next time you go to the pet store, next time you go to your corner grocery store, you're at the gas station, whatever, ask them, are you an LLC? And if they answer yes, say, do you know what's coming? And they may know, and if they don't know, well, kindly inform them, and then they'll be really curious to find out more. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live with me, your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton. Joining us now is John Dumas. He is the president of the New Hampshire Grocers Association. He, too, is at the hearing on Wednesday. John, welcome to Bulldog Live. How are you today?
Brian, good. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're welcome, and I wanted to check with you to see what your organization's concerns are over this tax.
Well, we have some serious concerns. As you may know, there's about 1,300 food stores in the state of New Hampshire, and there's probably another 250 pharmacy stores like Rite Aid and CVS, et cetera. Of that, many of them are our members, and we predicted, we looked into our membership, and about 40% of those are LLCs, so that's a substantial number of food stores across the state that are LLC businesses and would be directly impacted by this.
Absolutely.
But the other fact that you may know about grocery stores is that we live and die on about a 1.5% net profit every year. So if there's any kind of tax increase, you know where that's going to come from. It's not going to come from the business owner. he has to pass it on to the consumer. And if that replicates through the suppliers as well, that's a double hit to the consumer.
Absolutely. And we have seen this on many levels over the course of just the last couple of years. Many people can relate to recent price increases in the grocery stores and the like. And, you know, we had just recently here in New Hampshire, we've had a couple of increases in the unemployment insurance tax that the employers pay. And that tax has gone up dramatically as well.
Absolutely. Correct.
And then I don't know how many of your member businesses are also subject to the increase in the rooms and meals tax as well.
Almost 100% of those would be affected.
Yeah. So we're looking at just in the last few months, these increases. Now we're talking about a tax that was passed in the middle of the night that nobody had a chance to chime in on until Wednesday of last week. And that is when 300 people showed up at this public hearing. And
right.
Even I wasn't expecting that many to show up. I'm not sure if they were.
Well, I mean, what was surprising to me there to be there was that it was mid-afternoon and midweek of a work week.
Yes.
So not a lot of opportunity, especially for these small mom-and-pop stores, to actually be there. And so to have a 300 of them turn out for this event really shows how concerned they are about this event, about this tax coming through.
Exactly. Now, what have you been doing? What has your organization done to express its opposition to this?
Well, we've been certainly notifying our members as best we can through a number of different correspondence media to make them aware of what's happening with this. We have been contacting representatives and senators ourselves, and we've been working in a coalition with other business organizations to see how we can impact this and see if we can stop this from happening.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing, because it hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
Which is the very interesting thing, because these rules, which ironically, one of the parts of it makes it retroactive to January 1st of 2009, and even if that is declared unconstitutional, they still would go back to the first of the budget year, which is July 1st of 2009.
Right.
The rules are still not in place yet, and we're ready to go into 2010. So you're talking about going for back taxes on your business owners, your members who have not known that this tax was coming. That money has probably already been spent or reinvested into their business, and then God forbid they had taken on any new debt, because that is subject to the tax as well.
Exactly. It's just a compounding effect that is really unfair to almost 30 to 40,000 small businesses across the state.
Have you received any response from any legislators?
Certainly, Senator Bragdon has been involved in this and has helped out a lot. We've had a few representatives concerned about this, as we have some senators.
Have you been in contact with the governor's office?
We have left messages with him, but we haven't actually talked to their people yet on it.
Okay. So you're looking for what out of this? Do you want the rule to just stop, an outright repeal of the law?
I think that that's the right way of approaching it. Again, like you said, there was no public hearing, so to me, the whole process is been jeopardized going forward, and they should start over again and have a public hearing, have a proper airing of this, and let the little businessman be heard.
Right. So what do you urge our listeners, who may, most of which are probably customers of your member organizations, what would you like them to do?
Well, I think you said it appropriately in your opening statement, is that they should be asking every business that they go to, are they an LLC, and make them aware of this, that they go to your website, that they attend the three hearings that are coming up. And again, it's kind of unfortunate. Those hearings are based mostly in the North Country. They're not based in all four corners of the state, so that Nashua is not going to be heard from, Keene's not going to be heard from, Portsmouth is not going to be heard from, and other, you know, key areas. But it's unfortunate they've only left it up in the North Country. So, you know, as many that can be there should be there and make sure everyone knows about it. In addition to that, we're encouraging everybody to write their legislators, senators and representatives and the governor, and let them know they're outraged with this bill being put through at the last hour without any public hearing on it, without any clarification on it, and how it's going to impact on business, because it's eventually going to hurt the consumer.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the businesses, again, the business owners have been struggling in the rough economy. So many were worried that the economy itself would put them out of business. Those that have done a great job at surviving now are worried about what the government is about to do to them. And, you know, this is a tough business to be in. It's one of the toughest businesses to be in, isn't it?
Absolutely. And every time you turn around, there's another opportunity that they're looking for to grab some more money from the food store. We just had a hearing. The day after that hearing, we had a hearing on weights and measures that they want to take back stealing of scales so that every scale, every gas pump in the state would have a fee attached to it now that was that would be a new fee in addition to what already they have for maintenance of their device measuring devices. So this kind of compounding of fees, like you mentioned earlier, the meals tax going up 1%. The other fees that are incurring are just going to be all passed on to the consumer, and that's very unfortunate because our citizens are hurting already, our tourism trade is hurting already, and this is not going to help either one of those.
John Dumas, president of the New Hampshire Grocers Association, joining us here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. I'm glad you brought up that weights and measures thing, because I talked with Rick Berlanger of Ponderosa Disposal a few weeks ago on this program about that and about the issue that the state is trying to do. These are going through regulatory hearings right now to try to get the state to take control of the weights and measuring devices, all the metering devices, that they would now have to expand the government, which would be an increased cost to the taxpayers, to start doing these inspections and certifications themselves, while it could potentially damage the private industry. Or at the very least, if the private industry is involved with some points that I've been starting to see is that the private companies can be working alongside of the inspectors, you know, or standing by during the inspection. So if anything's wrong, they can fix it right there. That becomes very costly for the business owner.
No question. In some cases, it's $75 an hour plus travel from the scale company's office to get to a business location. And if you're dependent upon the state coming in to do an inspection, that could be very costly. And on top of that, you know, just in the food store alone, every front end, every checkout stand at the front end has a scale. Mm-hmm. So in some of the larger stores, there may be 15 to 20 checkout lanes, and each one of them has a scale. The fee for that is going to be $20 per checkout lane. In addition to that, there's going to be scales in the pharmacy department of the supermarket or the produce departments of most stores. Those are going to be at roughly around $75 per hour. Plus travel to get to do those scales. It's something that the scale companies already do when they come in. They maintain the scales. They, you know, check them over, grease them up, and lube them, and balance them and make sure that they're okay. Then they seal them at the same time. Sealing is putting a sticker over the calibration control area, and that's all it is. But now the state wants to come in and say they want to do the sealing for a $20 additional fee. It's not, and the argument was that it was going to reduce the scale company's cost to the store. Well, you know, in this economy, there's no company that's going to be reducing their prices mm-hmm. for something as simple as putting a label on top of an adjustment knob. So that the $20 fee is going to be an actual increase to the store for every scale they have in the store. And there's multiple scales. There's scales in the deli department, the produce department. And then when you get out to the gas pumps, it's like $100 per gas pump. And not only the gas pumps, but also the distribution company that brings the gas to the pump. So it's just a compounding across the state. It's a money grab. It's about $300,000 they're looking for. And they even admitted in testimony during the hearing that there was no major violations. There was no real reason to do this other than to attract more money to the state.
Exactly. And then as I was also just learned for the first time on Friday, that devices that have a timer on them, I don't know how many members this affects of your organization, but, you know, if they have a laundromat or an air pump or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. There's another $25 sticker that's got to be put on each one of those pieces of equipment, whether they make the $25 or not.
Absolutely. The department couldn't even tell how many scales or measuring devices there were in the state. during the hearing. And so the good news is that the committee did decide to postpone implementation of this rule for the weights and measures until they went back. Their purpose for doing that was that they had not consulted with industries. We were never notified of it before this public hearing and others as well. And so the committee has now postponed it until the department can go back and justify what they're trying to do.
Yeah, in fact, I saw the one legal notice that was published in the newspaper for that hearing, and it was buried in with all the foreclosure notices.
Right.
So I know what you're talking about there. Well, John Dumas, anybody wants to find out more about your organization, the New Hampshire Grocers Association, where can they get more info?
Well, the best way is our website, which is www.grocers.org.
All right. Very good, John. Good chatting with you.
And
we'll keep each other posted on what's going on.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.